We kick off hour two of the Monday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our site, and it's all totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, it's been sometimes people have complained that Free Talk Live, we complain too much.
We are a complainy bunch.
We bring you too much bad news, too much news about the government getting bigger, more intrusive, more oppressive than ever. Well, thank goodness we finally have some good news to bring you. Coming up here, Torgo is going to explain to us why it is that Virginia is now 1,000 times more free than any other state. But first we're going to the phones, because John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John, what's up?
I'm calling. I'm just getting in from Pork Fest.
Uh-huh.
Stayed an extra day.
That'll be the Free State Project's Porcupine Festival, which was over, the last week or so?
Yes. And I'm just getting home, and I'm actually, I can give you the update that four of us were there until today, but I was actually calling to get some information because I'm just unpacking and doing laundry and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
And I wondered if you folks heard any numbers on how many people went there or anything on media coverage.
I haven't heard an official number. I've heard it was a very large turnout, larger than they had expected. Several hundred people showing up. I don't know about media coverage. That's another good question. I wasn't there, so I'm not as in the loop as the people that were organizing it.
I was thinking somebody that wasn't there may have been hearing things that I didn't, because I was...
No, you know, we were supposed to have we were supposed to have more people calling in, but apparently everybody was too drunk, so I don't know.
I thought Bill Walker was going to call I think Friday or Saturday, and we were intending to do that.
So, John, what was your favorite part? Well, give us your highlight, if you would.
Well, the highlight is it's my favorite week of the year. I've been to all three Pork Fests, and it's just absolutely amazing to hang around with hundreds of people who don't look at you like you're insane when you talk sense about what the government's doing.
I would love to go someplace and not have hundreds of people look at me like I'm insane. And that has nothing to do with your political views. It really doesn't have a lot to do with that. But I would love it.
Well, it's also fun because, how limited government types are. And they can, sit around and discuss how many angels can dance on the head of a pen and all that sort of stuff. And
sure.
I joked about somebody, this small group breaking off and... They're talking about intellectual property rights. I say, I'm glad they're having that discussion tonight because I'm sure that they'll all solve this and we'll never have to have that discussion again.
Well,
ongoing conversation.
There are certainly a lot of disagreements between libertarians and liberty-minded people on some of the issues. But one thing is that we all agree on is that we should all move in the direction of less government intrusion in our lives. And that's something that all of the Free State Project people can definitely, I think, agree on.
Let me tell you the highlight from this year.
Yeah.
I ran into Carl from Minnesota last year. Nick, Carl, Jeremy, and Alex were up there doing a documentary. And
okay.
I ran into Carl, and I got to talking to him and just chatting and hanging around. And we're about ready to break it off. He says, oh, by the way, we moved up 2 days ago.
Awesome.
And
very cool.
Three out of the four of them moved in right before the Pork Fest.
I know that one of our guys down here in Sarasota, he went up for Pork Fest this year. I think it was his first time going.
And he was at your house a few days before.
Yeah, when he came here, when he came back, he said he's moving up within a week.
Yeah, I got it.
Really?
He just decided to get in his truck, sell his stuff, and move up there and live out of his truck if he has to while he finds a place to live. And I guess he's got a job lined up already or something like that. So
one of our very early movers came from Florida, Joel Winters, and the NHLA gave him the Activist of the Year. He headed up the anti-rail ID efforts. And
things are things are getting very exciting very quickly in New Hampshire. And, John, we appreciate you keeping us abreast of everything. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Even with just a handful of people, 150 people have moved up into the Free State, into New Hampshire. There's already just some amazing groundwork being laid. People are starting to publish DVDs of some of the things that have been happening. I guess there's now a Pork Fest DVD that's coming out of some of the speeches and that sort of thing that some of the early movers gave, some of the activists gave. So that's going to be a good way for people to kind of get a taste for what it was like without actually having to be there. So there's a lot of promotion coming out. It's getting exciting.
It might be useful in as a conversion tool for somebody who's close to you, kind of on the fence.
This is for real. Yeah. This is actually happening. Liberty in our lifetime is possible. All right. Speaking of liberty, Virginia, now 1,000 times more free than every other than any other state in the union. Isn't that right, Torgo?
That's right. Virginia has taken 1,000 different steps to try and make things better. Because as of Saturday, 1,000 new state laws went into effect.
Nothing preserves freedom more than passing new laws.
Than a good old law.
That's right. And that's not 1,000 so far this year. No, that's 1,000 on Saturday.
Awesome.
Yep. Let's see. They included
wow.
things like an annual sales tax holiday for Virginians. That's nice, but only for school supplies.
Oh, okay, okay. That works, by the way, that really does work well, wonders for sales in retail.
It does.
People turn out in mass. If they can get a break on sales tax, it's like the economy just explodes for a week.
Sure it does.
And then shuts back down.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they went... And went that mile to give people, you know, that break from sales tax, which...
That's one of 1,000.
That's nice. And then also, you know, another equally freedom-enhancing thing, they're cracking down harder on underage drinking. That
right.
makes things more free. Oh, they're giving raises to state employees.
Yes. Free money.
That makes us all freer.
Right. Yep. Let's see. Virginia's civil service type workers will see a 4% increase in their paycheck.
Man, that's nice.
Starting in December. Let's see. Some of the laws were...
How many of you got a 4% raise this year? No.
No, sorry. Let's see.
I would never work for salary, so I'm not very good at that.
I
can't answer that question.
So this article here that I'm looking at has 50, and I'm not going to do all 50, but it's got 50 of the 1,000 new legislations that went into effect in Virginia course of the weekend.
Why don't they legislate that all the news agencies have to report on all of the laws? Let's have all 1,000 of them so we can actually know. Because, once again, as we pointed out, they never tell you what their laws are. They just pass a bunch of laws, and for some reason they expect everybody to know what they are. Mm-hmm. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, the press generally reports the big ones. Or the fun
but
ones.
They're all laws that have effect on people's lives.
Sure, that's true.
I was going to say, well, they do report on some of the big ones, like it's now been legislated that there will be a constitutional amendment on the ballot this year to ban same-sex marriages.
In Virginia,
okay. Which has been in, you know, a bunch of different states already. So, you know, that's the national attention
right.
grabber. They've criminalized disruptive protests at funerals and other memorial services.
That wasn't that done on a federal level?
No.
I thought the feds passed a law against that. Didn't we report on the federal government outlawing protests at military funerals? Maybe it was just
at
military.
Military funerals, yes.
This is at any old
this
funeral?
Is funerals and memorial services. No disruptive protests.
I see.
Let's see. It's illegal to brandish a machete with a 12-inch blade or longer with intent to intimidate.
This is the law they just came out with in 2006?
Yes. Yes,
you'd think if this was a problem, they would have come up with this law sooner. In Virginia, one of the first 13 of the colonies.
Not only that, it's enough of a problem that people have been using machetes in an intimidating fashion that they had to pass a law
yes.
against machetes.
I think that they...
The machete.
That's supporting my freedom to not see machetes being branded.
I think that what we're talking about here is aggravated assault. I mean, that's what that is. It's aggravated assault. We don't need
right.
a new crime here. Because it's against the law to shake a weapon at somebody or, you know, brandish a weapon at anybody who's essentially not doing anything.
Maybe the old law only specified certain weapons. Maybe the old law only included guns and, you know, regular-looking knives, not machetes. Maybe machetes were exempted until now.
Oh, and then they did the that famous state law thing of just being vague. Just not...
What do you mean?
Passing a law that doesn't mean anything. They've encouraged competition in cable television. By law.
Yay!
Hooray! We encourage competition.
But, of course, it doesn't mean that we're going to make it so that the cable companies actually have to compete.
Now, encouraging competition, of course, is going to cost money. So they've also imposed a 5% statewide flat tax on communications and video services in order to pay for the fostering of competition amongst the cable
companies. We've got to buy ads on the cable company's system to run, encouraging them to be competitive.
And this is the last one. This is my favorite one. It's now prohibited to give away any companion mammal or any dog or cat under the age of 7 months without its mother.
What?
You can't give away a puppy anymore without giving away its mother, too.
More on the way.
Seven
you take
months?
Control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequency. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live. It's the Monday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves with our toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. You go and grab them up. They're totally free. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Torgo, still going down the list of 1,000 new laws that the state of Virginia has passed. In fact, Before we get back into a couple more of those, we had a call a couple months ago from Rich, who used to live in Utah, and he had told us at that time that he got the news from, again, one of these articles where the news is reporting on all of the new laws that are coming into effect, but only get to tell you about five or six of them at a time. He was mentioning that they'd passed 300 new laws in the state of Utah. So, I mean, Virginia's really going above and beyond the call of duty. I mean, you want to talk about a nation of laws. This is it. 1,000 new laws, all enacted on the same day. And, Torgo, you're highlighting a few of the new laws for us. Let's see, what is it that is so important? I mean, there's obviously a lot to be done in Virginia. Clearly, Utah, they don't have as much, they're pretty much a free state already. They didn't need to pass very many laws. But how has freedom been enshrined in Virginia today?
Well, now you're free. You can feel freer and safer walking around on the street because they have made it easier for dogs in the area to be declared dangerous. And
really?
They've made provisions for establishing a Virginia Dangerous Dog Registry.
Oh, God. Oh my gosh.
A state registry for dangerous dogs.
No.
Yep.
This is what you get, Mark. This is what you get. First it's the sex offenders.
My head is reeling.
Now it's dogs.
I can't believe they did it to me.
Yep.
They sure did.
Oh. What does it take? What does it take to get your dog listed on the dog offender registry?
the dangerous dog registry. I don't even know what that would be. If you growl at the mailman, oh, dangerous!
Next thing you know, you're going to have some vigilante going and taking out random dangerous dogs in his neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Is there going to be a website where you can go to, Virginia.us and take a look at the all the dangerous dogs in your area so you know where your children shouldn't be able to play.
Wouldn't you think?
Then there'll be, provisions that if you own a dangerous dog, you can't live within 1,000 feet of a school bus stop or.
And are they going to have pictures up there? And if so, who's going to give the picture? Because I have some cute pictures of my dangerous dog.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to see a little chihuahua with a big ribbon on its neck. What's...
Your dog is not dangerous. Your dog's name is Sugar Butt.
she sounds dangerous, though, at on the other side of the door.
At your mom's house, where you're living.
Right.
No,
not anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm back.
You're out.
Back at my house.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Let's see. And it's illegal for people under the age of 21 to consume alcohol in this country.
It is. It is.
So that means that in Virginia now in Virginia, it's illegal for someone to give alcohol to a person under the age of 21 who's in their home.
Right, because it wasn't illegal before?
No, see, and now they've made sure that you understand that if they're under 21,
you can't give them alcohol. Even if they're in your home.
Right.
Got it.
Let's see.
Because apparently before, your home was exempted from the alcohol laws.
Or if they're accompanied by a parent or guardian who is 21 years of age or older, then you can give them alcohol
really?
In your house. Yeah, that's new. That's the thing I didn't notice here.
Wow.
They've outlawed giving alcohol to a house guest unless they are either 21 or older or accompanied by a parent, guardian, or spouse who is 21 or older.
Huh. Well, that's not too shabby.
That actually isn't
actually
that bad.
A slight increase in freedom. Very
yeah.
slight.
Very slight.
1 of 1,000. These are 1,000 laws passed, I guess, earlier this week in Virginia.
Oh, this is nice. If you provide alcohol to someone who you shouldn't legally, you lose your driver's license for a year.
Hey, that'll help the economy.
That's wow.
Yep. Nothing better than throwing Virginians in jail. The more we can throw in jail, the better the economy will be.
He's
right?
not actually throwing them in jail. They're taking away their driver's license. So if you get a homeless guy who doesn't actually have a driver's license to buy you alcohol, are you okay?
I guess so.
Because I'll tell you what, it's got to be the easiest thing here downtown in Sarasota to get somebody to, some homeless guy who's on the street to go in and buy alcohol for you at the
sure.
local liquor store.
It's always been easy for kids.
I guess. I mean, it wasn't easy for me. I didn't exactly know how to do it. Well, not always easy. I figured it out.
Are there any more laws that we need to highlight here?
Let's see. There's, here's one. This is a nice little family-friendly one.
Right.
Now they have designated the first full week of May preceding Mother's Day of each year as Little League Baseball Challenger Week.
Oh, that's so
that's
sweet.
That's official. That's right. The government spent time and money deciding that the first week of May, Little League Baseball Challenger Week.
That's great. What about soccer?
No, Little League Baseball.
I want equal time. How about High Life?
That'd be great. If Virginia, they've passed 1,000 laws. What's one more about High Life?
Can you imagine the High Life lobby?
Can you imagine the Virginia State High Life Association? Those little pasty New England boys would have no idea what to do if a High Life ball were hurled at their face.
Those High Life balls scare the crap out of me. I've seen this thing played at 200 miles an hour. It's like a cue ball from a pool table just being whipped against the wall.
Yep. I'd like to see some politicians play, personally.
Up to 180 miles an hour.
No, I thought it was 200. Okay.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So
there's
a hole
in you.
Free Talk Live, doing you Virginians a public service and bringing you a very short, truncated version of the list of 1,000 laws.
That yes, 1,000 laws that went into effect on Saturday.
Yep. Have you had enough yet? Or do you want more? Because they say this is a nation of laws, right? America's a nation of laws, which means that the more laws we have, the more of a nation we are, right? Let's pass some more. Come on. Let's see if we can go for 2,000 next year, Virginia.
Ugh.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi, Paula.
Hey, how
Paula.
You doing?
How many laws do you want to pass? You're in Florida. How
we
many
just
laws
had a bunch of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got it in the paper the other day. There was a list of new things that started Saturday.
That is great. How long was the paper? Was it about...
It was like four columns.
200 pages long? What's on your mind, Paula?
Okay. I got the American Free Press today. A lot of things are going on that y'all don't know about. The UN is having a meeting right now about taking away our guns worldwide.
Yeah, well, meeting schmeeting.
Yeah, I've heard that
well,
too.
Well, no, wait a minute. This is worldwide.
How are they going to do that,
Paula?
And
they said that the Patriots are calling for demonstrations to be held at the site of the conference. And then also, they found what brought down the towers.
Really?
And it was thermosite and thermicate.
Thermite and thermate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And anyway, too, the UN is
really
asking for a worldwide tax on everybody.
So I understand that the UN would love to have a worldwide tax, and there's probably some gun-controlling nut jobs out there would love to ban guns worldwide.
Yeah.
But really, Paula, how do you expect the UN to actually get this done?
Because they're the New World Order.
No, Paula, that's not an answer. How do you expect it to happen? What is the process?
Well, if Bolton doesn't get in there and fight.
You can think about it, and we're going to come back. This is the first time. I don't know. We haven't held you over in a long time, so hang on, Paula, because I want to know. And she didn't really have much of a chance to explain it.
No, it was a short.
How is it? And don't come back and tell me that it's the New World Order, so that's how they're going to take guns away from people and how they're going to initiate a world tax. I want to know exactly what it's going to take to make this happen.
Orbital mind control lasers.
One away. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free, including updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get you signed up. And it's now even easier to get on the updates list than ever before because we've transferred the list over to Google instead of Yahoo. So it makes the process a lot simpler. Updates.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go back to Paula. Paula in Florida. Now, Paula, you have come on the air a number of times in the past and stirred up a bunch of fear-mongering about the U.N. and suggesting
that... Well, this is coming from the American Free Press.
Yeah, well, whatever. I believe you, Paula. I believe that the U.N. is having conferences about worldwide gun bans.
Well, they just told U.N. last week that they would cut off all funds to the U.N. if they tried to do this.
Wait, who told what now?
The representatives did.
The representatives of what?
Congressmen.
Oh, okay. Well, they should cut off all the funds to the U.N. anyway.
Yes, exactly.
So that's something that we'll agree on. But you're scared of this idea of the world gun ban from the U.N. You're scared of the idea of the global tax.
None of the organizations, the firearm organizations, none of them are even fighting this. And they said they didn't even know about some of these meetings. I mean, some of them weren't even told.
Maybe they're not fighting it because they realize it's a non-issue, Paula. Maybe they realize that there's no way that the U.N. is going to be able to enact a worldwide gun ban, and it's just a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around in an office somewhere talking while they collect a paycheck.
Right. But they said that they're calling for the Patriots for demonstration to be held beside the conference in New York, and a marching flood of protest to be registered with lawmakers and the media.
Yeah, well, that's not a... I mean, it's never a bad idea to demonstrate in favor of gun rights.
Right. Yeah.
I just think that it's much ado about nothing, because realistically... I mean, I want to know from you, Paula, how do you think this could happen? If the U.N. passed a resolution that said we're banning guns worldwide, how are they going to enforce it?
I'll explain this. 2 years ago, there was a North American Union passed with Canada and Mexico and the United States, and it's almost completely done.
Okay.
And they said it's going to be set up like the EU, and we're going to lose our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We're going to have a parliamentary-type government.
How is this almost completely done?
Well, they signed the papers, we were told, and the congressman had a closed congressional hearing. They knew about this and didn't say anything.
Now, who's in charge of this union thing?
I guess the Bilderbergers, because David Rockefeller.
Okay, now, Paula, I've got to ask you the question here, because you say they almost have it complete. They have signed paper.
Washington, Canada, and Mexico, because they were the ones that signed it together.
They? So you're saying that the U.S.
people,
that the U.S. government,
Paul Martin and Fox and GW signed this.
Okay, first of all, Paula is being, she's being accurate about something, and that is SPP.gov. It's the strategic, if you can pull it up, strategic something partnership.
Yep.
And there is some sort of North American style union thing going on. There's some sort of cooperative government crackdown on terror, and I don't know exactly what it all encompasses.
Also, there's more to it.
And there may very well be. In fact, I've heard that they're talking about a new currency called the Amero.
Ameros, yeah.
You know, this is all stuff that is being discussed. Mm-hmm. But again, Paula,
is it going to be backed by gold?
No.
But
again, Paula, what you have to understand is just because they do something and they sign some papers in a room somewhere in Washington, D.C., does not mean that we are going to put up with it.
Well, I've already talked to the representatives, and I told them you need to fight this, but they said the papers have been signed.
Well, your representatives, you're wasting your time calling representatives.
I'm beginning to find that out.
Yes.
But,
Paula, look, if you want this to, you know, if you want to ensure that no gun ban goes through, all you have to do is refuse to play along if it actually happens. Until then, it's just a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around in a room talking about stuff that sounds really scary.
Well, Bolton is at the meeting, and he's not fighting it either.
You can't expect any bureaucrats to fight for freedom, Paula. These are people that get elected for the purposes of seizing power and taking power over people's lives. I say give up on contacting your representatives. It's a waste of time on this issue. Paula, thank you for the call. Well, that, you know, you can try that, but some people would allege that the voting system's rigged as well, and I'm sure you believe that too. Thanks for the call, Paula.
So what you were talking about was the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America.
Yes.
And they have a prosperity agenda that outlines all of the goals of the group. And just the
because they wouldn't want to call it total world domination agenda.
No, it's the prosperity agenda. And the opening paragraph, they're missing.
Us prosperous.
Their mission statement could be taken in so many different ways. To enhance the competitive position of North American industries in the global marketplace and to provide greater economic opportunity for all our societies while maintaining high standards of health and safety for our people, the United States, Mexico, and Canada will work together and in consultation with stakeholders to improve productivity, reduce the costs of trade, and enhance the quality of life.
Yeah, it's a bunch of crap. I mean, it sounds very nice and flowery, but no, we don't need the government or any government entity being involved in business to enhance quality, to enhance productivity. That all happens in the marketplace, and when the government gets involved, it's just going to prevent all these things from happening.
It just hinders productivity.
Right, but I think it is interesting that the you know, the people in Paula's camp are somewhat correct on this, that there really is some sort of a partnership being developed, and it really is true that it's just sort of going on under the table. In fact, they haven't really been talking about this, they've just been doing it. So that much is true. But if the UN does come through with a resolution that says, we're going to ban all the guns, or if the government announces 2 weeks from now that we've combined into a new union with Canada and Mexico, how could they do that? How could that actually be done? What would the process be for the United States, a constitutional republic? What would the process be for them to actually go through with this? Would it just be George Bush saying, "I deem it so"? I mean, is that where we've come to in this country? Because that seems to be what he does.
Well, technically, any partnership or alliance he enters into with Canada or Mexico would fall under the heading of dictating foreign policy, which he can do without approval. Both domestic and foreign policy, those are his to control with no one's approval.
Well, it's giving a wide berth to the presidential powers.
It certainly is, but unfortunately, he can make treaties with any other country at any time with no approval.
And as we've seen, he's been getting a wider and wider berth over time with his presidential powers. He essentially has claimed he can do whatever he wants with his signing statements and all the other crap he's been up
with. Right, just no one has ever abused the treaty-making ability to the point that he has. That's all. It's just this. He's the first one to really go, what? Oh, I don't have to hide anymore. I'm just going to be evil. Flat-out evil in front of everyone. Give me a pen.
So maybe this really is coming down the pipe. In which case, if it does, the only appropriate response is to ignore these people, to resist the tyranny, and to not go along with what they're telling people to do. If they come through with a worldwide gun ban and start ordering people to turn in their weapons, we just simply refuse. And if they want to start coming around and confiscating them, then cops are going to start getting shot. I mean, that's just what's going to have to happen. And if people don't have the cojones to stand up for their freedom, then they deserve to lose it. They deserve to lose their freedom if they won't stand up and fight for it.
They've lost so many. We've lost so many up to this point. I don't see why it is that people are going to not turn in their weapons.
People will.
I just think Americans will.
I think probably 49 out of the 50 states will go along with this, and hopefully we can get people into New Hampshire as a part of the Free State Project before a lot of this really starts to gain momentum. Because again, one thing that's on our side is the fact that governments move slowly and inefficiently and stupidly, so we can move faster than them. By the time they figure out what our plan is, we can change our plan. And the cool thing about our movement is it's decentralized, so there is no central plan. I mean, basically the only central plan that we have is we are all moving to the free state.
And then
what happens then is up in the air.
Once that number gets hit, once the 20,000 membership mark has been hit, and the, 5 years after that point everyone has to move to
That's
the state
correct.
Of New Hampshire, at that point the Free State Project as an entity dissolves, no longer exists.
That's been debated.
Really?
It's been debated. I personally would like to see it continue to exist for the purpose of continuing to promote the free state amongst, you know, to purchase advertising and to let people know what's going on in the free state.
But it doesn't need to, because there are members of the Free State Project who will do that.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, if you've already built an organization that has all that capability, why just dissolve it simply because we've reached 20,000? Let's go to 50,000. Let's go to 70,000. Let's do 100,000. Why not? If we can make 20, we can make 100. 800-259-9231. But again, there's more debate about that, and we're not going to have it here. Dave is on the line. He wants to talk about real ID. You want to talk about big government? That is one of the hallmarks. We'll explain. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Tom. Oh, you don't look well.
I took your advice about the spoonful of sugar. It didn't give me the energy you said it would.
Spoonful of sugar, right. That's an embarrassing pastime. I'm a changed woman, Tom. I found the products at OPCPure.com to be exceptional. They're all natural, energy-giving supplements, restore your body's health, and keeps you going without groggy side effects.
Spoonful of OPCPure.com, huh?
Ooh, I love the sound of that. Just a spoonful of OPCPure.com helps the energy go up. Pure, unadulterated, raw energy. Go for it.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Old Glory makes my heart beat fast, but a glossy red, white, or blue custom cruiser really makes it race. When I come back, I'll paint the picture of what puts that gleam in my eye.
Bobby Likas here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list.
What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
July 4th may be a celebration of independence, but when it comes to a paint job that really sizzles, I declare that powder coat is king. In this process, a finely ground powder of pigment and resin is sprayed on an electrically charged surface, then sent through a curing oven for fusing, which produces a hard, smooth finish. The result is an all-American combo of shiny style and durable substance. But best of all, the process is green, as coating and cleanup create virtually no airborne emissions. So whether the glaze is red or white, it's always environmentally true blue. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, and it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great stuff on our website. It's all for free. We give it away because, well, I think that's the right thing to do. And the right thing for you to do in return is to shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. In fact, I just ordered John Stossel's new book off of there not too long ago. I think it's Myths, Lies, and Downright Stupidity, I believe.
I actually ordered The Alphabet of Manliness myself.
Really?
Yeah, by Maddox.
What does that mean?
Well, you'll just have to take a look. It's the manliest book ever written.
Well, it sounds like it'd be right up Mark's alley. He needs some help with that.
Under M, it has Mark, as a matter of fact.
Just because you have big muscles doesn't make you a man there, buddy. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Okay, so amazon.freetalklive.com, when you shop there in over 30 different categories, they've got so much stuff, so many different categories, DVDs, baby clothes, furniture, sporting goods, you name it, we will get a percentage of your purchase if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so we're going to the phones right away. Ladies come first, so Dave's going to have to be patient because we have Rhonda on the line in Texas. Rhonda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Rhonda.
Howdy.
How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, since you were going to talk about SPP,
yeah,
I wanted to also mention that the Bush administration is advancing a plan to build a huge NAFTA superhighway 4 football fields wide through the heart of the U.S. along Interstate I-35 from the Mexico border at Laredo to the Canadian border of Duluth, Minnesota. And once
What's nefarious about this?
Okay, well, once complete, the new road will allow containers from the Far East to enter the United States through the Mexican port of Lázaro Cárdenas.
Okay.
Okay, so they're going to be bypassing the unions, of course, on the shores.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So
bypassing longshoremen. Gotcha.
Right. Okay. And then another thing is, who is financing the venture is a company out of Spain, and
what?
It's going to be all tollway, and you'll have to pay to get on this highway.
So what you're saying is, it's a privately funded road. That the investors are being reimbursed through tolls, and the road is being built because the people who are shipping goods into the United States don't want to pay for unions.
What's the problem with this?
Well, for one thing, they're going to be, this is 4 football fields wide
all the way through.
Is there some actual? I've heard about this, Mark. I mean, have you seen anything legitimate on this?
I've heard about it. I've heard the same thing.
Is this legitimate?
I believe it's legitimate. The only
football.
The only problem
wide.
I can say that I have wrong that I can see wrong with it is that the American people's property is being given. Given away, and we're not
domain.
Seeing any. We're not. There's not that much eminent domain going on. It's really
well.
The
wait a minute. The billions involved will be provided by a foreign company called Centra Concessions de Infrastructure de Transporte S.A. of Spain.
Okay.
So it'll be privately operated and leased to the Centra Consortium. Okay. Now, what is interesting about this is along this 10-lane highway, five lanes going each direction, mm-hmm. okay? They're building a commuter railway. And I went to an energy conference a couple of months ago, and a gentleman talked about this railway, and he had been involved in the design of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an electrical, super fast
railway. Okay,
so for a mass transport type situation, okay.
So far, this sounds about like the sweetest thing going we have in roads in this country.
Yeah, I mean, beyond the eminent domain part, which I'm obviously against, I don't see what the problem with this is.
Okay, well, hold on. One more thing.
Okay.
Alongside the railway, we'll run oil and gas pipelines.
Uh-huh.
All the way from Mexico to Canada.
How do you move that stuff without a pipeline?
Well, you have to move it with a truck.
Okay.
And why is this bad?
And so you have to have, of course, that's gasoline, diesel, petroleum, up petroleum.
So you've mentioned all of these facts about the highway. It's going to be funded by Spain. It's going to have a railway. It's going to be having pipelines to carry gasoline and oil. Now, to carry natural gas and oil. Why are any of these things bad?
None of them are bad as long as it's funded and owned by the United States government.
Wait. The United States government isn't that good at funding and owning anything. I mean,
I don't want
them to own anything else.
Well, let me ask you this. What mm-hmm. if we put all of our eggs in this basket and we run all of our natural resources down this line from Mexico to Canada, and we get in the pipeline and we're selling and trading, et cetera, and Spain says, okay, well, now you must pay XX.
Well, what would you do if you rented a house, and then after your agreement was up, whatever stipulated time period it was, your landlord doubled your rent?
Well, I would have to move.
Then there you go. That's what we'll do.
We would still have other roads, and there are still trucks. We've gotten by just fine without that highway. We can go back to not using it if necessary.
And nobody's putting all their eggs in one basket. If anybody's putting eggs in a basket, it's this Spanish company that's going to be outlaying the billions of dollars to pay for this road. And if they want to build, if they want to take that risk, then by all means, they should be free to take the risk. The only issue here, for me at least, is the eminent domain, is the stealing of people's land in order to build this this road. That's the problem.
And we don't even know how much of that is taking place.
That's true. For all we know, most of it's government land in the first place.
Right,
which
exactly.
has already been stolen, so, hey.
But, I mean, at that point, it's not.
As Americans, we've invested a lot of money in building the highway system. In
we
the United
haven't
States.
Invested anything, my
In
lady.
Tax money, we have invested
no,
a lot
no,
of
no,
money.
No, it's not an investment.
Well,
it's stolen money that the government
semantics.
Takes from you, and then they spend it on whatever they
okay.
want to do.
Now, regardless, hold on just a second. So,
where's my return?
What does that have to do with we certainly have roads, and we build roads all the time. What's a new road got to do with that?
Okay, well, you know what? My big objection to the whole thing is, it would be, I guess, great to have this expeditious all the way from Mexico to Canada. I can see that in the president's plan and the SPP that we're going to be needing to get some resources from Canada and Mexico.
We already do.
Mexico already provides us with 8% of our oil here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can see streamlining that. I can see streamlining some transportation through the center of the country. I just don't agree with a foreign investment company
having the ownership of it. You believe the government should own every single road in America?
They already do.
No, you're wrong.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. Now, also, would you have a problem if it was a private firm that was U.S.-based? Like, let's say, for example, instead of giving $85 billion to the Bill Gates Foundation, Warren Buffett used his money to build this road. Would you be okay with it then because it was American-owned? It'd still be private, but it would be coming from Warren Buffett and not coming from Spain.
I quite possibly could be okay with that if I could buy stock in that company.
So it has to be a publicly traded company.
Well, Warren Buffett.
I mean, it would be. I mean, it would be Berkshire Hathaway. You could buy stock in Berkshire Hathaway.
But there are also privately owned companies out there that do a fine job of running
lots
their businesses,
them.
And you don't have to buy stock in them. You just get to choose whether or not you want to
do business with
and do business with those people. And by the way, I'd like to point out to you, Rhonda, that there are privately owned roads in existence all across the United States. There aren't as many of them as there should be, but this is one of the issues we've discussed a number of times on Free Talk Live. There should be more of them. There are private roads inside gated communities. There are private roads inside business parks. And there are even private highways in competition, in some cases, right next to a government highway.
And even so, the issue, though, from the statements that Rhonda has made, doesn't seem like it's that it's a private company, that's a private entity that's doing it. It sounds
it's
more
burners.
It's the fact that it's a Spanish company that's doing it, a company from Spain, that outside the United States. It's like a xenophobic, you know,
right.
bigoted type perspective.
You're not a bigot, are you, Rhonda?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so
I'm
you
not.
Don't have a problem with foreign people investing
you know
in
what?
Businesses.
I'm a citizen of the planet, okay? I'm
that's
a citizen
nice.
of the planet. But I just don't want... You know, already we are on a very sensitive, whatever way the wind blows, the price of gasoline's going, okay?
Yeah. That's because we keep on blowing up people that produce gasoline.
That's true.
If they move, we shoot them.
Yeah, if we stop blowing up the gasoline, it would be cheaper.
I don't know. This looks
dangerous. Because the United States government thought it was a good idea, just like, well, you want them to have control of this road. I don't think what they do half the time is that great of an idea.
Well, this looks dangerous to me, so you know,
road,
I think it warrants
Rhonda?
Some research. No, it's a huge, huge superhighway.
It certainly is. Okay, you're right. It is a very big
it's
road.
It's not just a little old dinky country road or something running into your residential neighborhood or anything like that.
It's a 10-lane highway. It's a 10-lane highway that's going to span 2,000 miles from one end to the other.
And well, my biggest problem with it is that they're buying it from the United States government, who's using eminent domain to take it away from
right.
the American people. Now, if they had to buy all the land from each individual American that owned that land, I would definitely have no problem
happen.
With it.
Oh, it probably wouldn't happen.
It probably
anyway.
Wouldn't happen. It would be impossible.
And if people agree with you, Rhonda, and they decide that this road's a bad idea, nobody will drive on it, and they won't be able to make any money off of tolls, and the Spanish company will go out of business.
Well, do
so
you not think
don't give
that
them your business. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Thanks, though. Hour number three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, what happens when you wear an anti-war shirt in VA?
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you